Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In local news, a new exhibit opened at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Paige Stevenson has the story.
The Wisconsin Historical Society's Waging Peace in Vietnam exhibit opened today, April 1st, and will continue until the 22nd. The exhibit presents forms of disagreement and resistance from the active duty soldiers during the Vietnam War in an effort to bring awareness to the, quote, powerful but little-known peace movement within the military that helped bring an end to the war in Vietnam, unquote. As part of the exhibit, curator Ron Carver will give a narrated tour of the 17 panels in the display. There will also be many guest speakers and films available during the exhibit's duration for students and community members to take advantage of. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In international news, Meta's Oversight Board seeks to lift a ban. Paige Stevenson has the story.
Meta's Oversight Board appeals to lift a ban on the word Shahid across its social media platforms. Arabic for Martyr, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp's parent company Meta acknowledge that Shahid accounts for more content removals than any other word or phrase across its platforms. The company's Oversight Board stated that the current ban limits free expression and is unnecessary. Currently, a ban was placed on the word Shahid, as it has been mentioned in relation to organizations included on the board's dangerous organizations and individuals list, like hate or criminal organizations. Many, however, believe that the ban harms Palestinian and Arabic users, which is one of the reasons that the board seeks to lift the ban so as not to curb free speech. Meta said it would review the board's recommendations and issue a reply within 60 days. Thank you to Al Jazeera for the story, and for WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. Turning over to sports, here's RJ Carroll with an update.
Today in Badger sports, as the football team is in the thick of spring practices, they received a decommitment earlier today from a class of 2025 safety and wide receiver, Cody Haddad. The Cleveland native is now expected to commit to nearby Ohio State. With announcements of A.J. Storr, Connor Asijan, and three other players entering the transfer portal, the men's basketball team is now in rebuild mode. Two big targets are Chucky Hepburn's former high school teammates, Frankie Fiddler and William Kyle, who are in the transfer portal as well. Fiddler from Omaha and Kyle from South Dakota State both averaged double-digit points last season, with Fiddler averaging 20.1. The women's basketball team is still in action as they are playing St. Louis tonight at home in the Great 8 round of the WNIT. The winner will play either Purdue or Vermont later this week in the semis, and tip-off tonight is at 7 p.m. Following their heartbreaking NCAA tournament loss to Quinnipiac 3-2 in overtime on Friday, the men's hockey team ended the first season of the Mike Hastings era with an impressive record of 26-12-2. Senior Matthew D. St. Phal has already signed a contract with the Pittsburgh Penguins minor league affiliate, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. D. St. Phal finished his Badger career with 87 points in 141 games. The softball team lost all three games to Nebraska over the weekend in their second weekend of Big Ten play. They are now 1-5 in conference play and will be in action next at Rutgers this weekend, following the postponement of their doubleheader tomorrow against Green Bay. The women's tennis team stayed red hot yesterday, defeating Nebraska 4-0, extending their winning streak to 11 matches. The men's team lost to Nebraska on Saturday, staying winless in conference play with only one total win on the season. Both teams are in action next against Northwestern on Friday. The women's golf team wrapped up round three of the Bruzzi tournament yesterday in Oklahoma, placing third out of 13 teams. Vanessa Ho led the way, shooting 3 over par. At the NCAA championships over the weekend, Tycho Torepe Ormsby set his second program record in the 100-meter freestyle with a time of 41.96 seconds, placing him 21st overall at the championships. The team placed 31st overall at the championships. In professional sports, the Brewers defeated the Mets yesterday 4-1, courtesy of a solid start from Colin Rea, completing a sweep in their first series of the season. They are off today before their home opener tomorrow against the Twins. Finally, the Final Four is set. North Carolina State, Purdue, Alabama, and UConn will compete for the national championship next weekend in Phoenix. For WSUM News, I'm RJ Carroll.
Thanks, RJ. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News booth, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.